Hi, my name is Santito. This is Crypto Kid Podcast. I'm going to be talking to you guys about blockchain technology and cryptocurrency.
Yo, what's up, my peeps? Glad you tuned in. So this episode's going to be about Ethereum surging past 4,000. All right, this is the world's second largest cryptocurrency. And boy, are they doing it. They're killing it. And in the markets, like over 2 trillion with market cap. It's insane. It's insane. So what I'm going to be talking about in the next seg is how they're definitely giving Bitcoin a run for their money. Okay? They're pushing it. They're pushing it. And yeah, remember what I said. Bitcoin's not going to stay king forever. So I remember people talking about Bitcoin will always be the top dog. Well, guess what? Every dog has his day. So watch out. Watch out for Ethereum. And it's going to be a good show. Second seg is going to be story time about my life. And I'll just wait until you tune into the story time seg. And then the Bible thumping would be about, I'll wait for that one too. Because I know most of y'all don't care. But those who do listen to the end really do care. And I'm sure you like the spontaneous ways that I do my podcasting. So thanks and stay tuned in. All right. So Ethereum. Yeah, boy. Yeah, girl. Yeah, whatever you call yourself. Anyways, so this is serious though. We are looking at the new times of money, and literally I posted on my Facebook page how Bitcoin was talked about in a 2012 TV show, and it's just amazing how far cryptocurrency has come, whatever. And this is the new, we are looking at the future here, ladies and gents. We are looking at the future of cryptocurrency becoming a part of our lives on the daily. That means buy or sell, trade, however you want to call it. Employers are going to pay us with cryptocurrency. Believe that. All right. This is literally already becoming a household name. Because with Snoop Dogg, Elon Musk, Mark Cuban, Mark Zuckerberg. Did you all know that Mark Zuckerberg named his goat Bitcoin? It is crazy. It's crazy. I posted that on my page too. So make sure you check that out. And yeah, this is becoming real serious. Really serious now. I mean, when I first started podcasting, people weren't really taking cryptocurrency serious. I mean, when I started podcasting, it was like at its top. It was going boom, 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 boom through the roof. And then it just like fell to the ground. But now it's coming back up again and it's staying up. And it's like, is it ever going to go back down? And jeez, I hope it don't go back down. I hope it stays where it's at, because these are life-changing moments right here. I mean, all my coins haven't gone through the roofs yet, but gotta stay patient and perseverance. So I just wanted to read a little bit of something from CoinDesk about Ethereum. All right, so check it. The Ether price already up dazzling fivefold this year, extended its climb early Monday, pushing past the psychological milestone of $4,000 for the first time. Okay, native cryptocurrency of Ethereum blockchain and the second biggest overall by market cap went as high as $4,070 shortly after 11 p.m. Sunday Eastern Time, according to CoinDesk. The year-to-date returns is now around 435% versus about 104% for Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency. So remember what I said in that intro? Remember, watch out Bitcoin, because there's going to be a new king. So you better hand over that crown. All right, you can't stay at top forever. And this year gains have been powered by speculations from new market betting on decentralized finance, which I am for, which consists of blockchains based trading and lending platforms that aim to automate many functions of banks and other traditional financial firms. So, just a quick note here, you better write this down. Look at the financial firms right now. Look at the financial firms that have been around for 50, 60, 70, 80 years. Now they're all making that transitions. Now they're all wanting to get involved with cryptocurrency because they know if they don't get involved now, they will be left behind and someone else will take over. Okay? So remember that. Ethereum market capitalization now stands at roughly $470 billion, approaching the $488 billion stock market for JP Morgan Chase, the largest U.S. bank. Of course, this is no joke that cryptocurrency can be extremely volatile in price, promoting warnings that investors should exercise caution. And that is very true. So like, for, let's take CryptoKid for an example. CryptoKid, me, bought cryptocurrency at its all-time high in 2017. And then I watched that thing crash so freaking hard. It was unbelievable. It was actually really disheartening to see. But now everything's starting to climb up and things are really looking up. Just needed to go a little bit more. Come on. Looking for financial freedom here, people. But, you know, great things take time. Rome wasn't built in a day. All right. Some investors are apparently paying up for Ethereum to extend that a premium has appeared on the US-based Coinbase, if that makes sense. Exchange over prices quoted on other major exchanges. According to, these pronunciations kill me. All right. Don't kill me. I'm just kidding. I mean, who knows? I might get JFK'd, but that's a story for another time. Well, I lost my train of thought. What am I doing? All right. Here we go. We're going to pronounce this. as best as I possibly can. Kia Young-joo, CEO of crypto data firm CryptoCoin. Jun told CoinDesk via through Telegram that the premium was significant as Ethereum climbed a staggering 72% over the two-week period from April 26. Alright. Oh, I can't believe I'm getting tired about talking about crypto, but I gotta go. The show must go on. Alright. So the market of Ethereum has become so enabled that crypto exchanges just listed an option contract expiring in March 2022 with a stake price of $50,000. The level is so far above current price that the exchange later tweeted, "There was nothing about us listing this stake and that the decision fell within its strict listing policy." Yada yada sounds like a bunch of nonsense to me. Additional experiments has became from Ethereum blockchain plan to swift towards a proof of stake. How transactions across the networks are confirmed that will be less energy hungry and more scalable than the current proof of work system, which is similar to what Bitcoin blockchain uses. But there you go, folks. There you go. What did we learn today? That cryptocurrency is here to stay, in my opinion, you know, but don't take my word for it. Take the multi-billionaires and trillionaires, whatever you want to call them. So we're looking at prosperity times here. Prosperity times for those who are invested in cryptocurrency. Alright, so if you're new to the crypto game, which you probably are if you're listening to this, and probably just found my podcast just through Google search, and really not sure, just don't worry. Stay hungry, stay part of that HODL game. Alright, I promise you it will turn out for the best later on. And you see, did anybody, let me know if anybody's seen the Elon Musk on SNL, Saturday Night Live appearance. He literally sends Dogecoin to the moon. It's great. Now we're literally on comedies and it's great. So like, everything is coming to fruition. So if you're trying to manifest your wealth, this is gonna do it. All right. So stay tuned in for story time because it's gonna be great. I'm glad you all tuned in for cryptos though. This is the most important thing.